It was a very sad moment Wednesday last week when the British ambassador gave his letter to President Tusk. That was my feeling in any way. A very sad moment. And it's true, naturally, that the relationship between Britain and Europe was never an easy relationship. Let's recognize that. It was never a love affair and certainly not a question of wild passion. It was more, I think, a little bit a marriage of convenience, if I can use that word. And that was already clear, dear colleagues, from the beginning. From the beginning. In the 50s, Britain decided against the membership of the coal and steel community. Attlee and Labour didn't want it. And it was Churchill and the Tories who were in favour. It's good to recall this. And in 55, during the start of the common market, well, yeah, Britain walked away from the table where we negotiated that. And in the early years of the Union, it was the British Prime Minister, Macmillan, who looked at the continent with nothing less than suspicion. What were they cooking up there in Brussels? Were they really discussing coal and steel and customs union? Or were they also talking politics in Brussels? Plotting on foreign policy, oh, God forbid, defense matters even. So the British Prime Minister wrote to his Macmillan, to his foreign minister, and I quote him, I have here the quote, "For the first time since Napoleon, the major continental powers are united in a positive economic grouping with considerable political aspects." And to his own surprise, Macmillan has to admit this new experiment, and I quote further, was not directed against Britain. So when Britain finally joined the European Union in 1973, after, as we all know, several blockades by General de Gaulle, the headlines were festive. You have to read even the whole press in Britain in 1973. It was a great day for Britain to join the European Union. But let's be honest about this. It was only a short honeymoon, as we know, because Margaret Thatcher asked her money back, and her successor, John Major, called the euro, and I quote again, "a currency as strange as a rain dance, with the same impotence." Well, I have to tell you that the pound slipping against the euro, as we see today, was not exactly what Major expected at that moment. But the rest, all the rest, let's be honest to each other, is history. Perhaps let's recognize it between us. It was impossible, maybe, to unite Great Britain with the continent, naive, maybe, to reconcile the legal system of Napoleon with the common law of the British Empire, and perhaps it was never meant to be. But, and that's important, and I hope the EU plot is also, our predecessors should never be blamed for having tried to. Never, I think, because it's important in politics as it is in life to try new partnership, new horizons, to reach out to the other at the other side of the channel. As I am also convinced and 100% sure about one thing, that there will be one day or another, dear colleagues, that there will be a young man or a young woman who will try again, who will lead Britain again into the European family once again. And a young generation... a young generation that will see Brexit for what it really is. A catfight in the Conservative Party that got out of hand. A loss of time, a waste of energy, and I think a stupidity. Although I continue to think that Brexit is a sad and regrettable event, I believe also it's important that we remember something. Remember what Britain and Europe in these more than 40 years have achieved together. It's true we may not have got the most passionate relationship, but it wasn't a failure either. Not for Europe, and certainly not for Britain and the British. Let's not forget, Britain entered the Union as the sick man of Europe, and thanks to the single market came out the other side. Europe made Britain also punch above its weight in terms of geopolitics, as in the heyday of the British Empire. And we from our side must be tribute also to Britain, to Britain's immense contributions, a staunch, unmatched defender of free markets and civil liberties. And thank you for that, because as a liberal, I'll tell you, I will miss that in the future. Colleagues, within a few weeks, we will start the process of separation. And I think, Mr. Juncker and Mr. Barnier, the goal must be to have a new and stable relationship and a deep and comprehensive partnership and association between the UK and the EU that certainly will be very different, as we all know, from membership. And let's, in this new venture, always remember one thing. Our common bonds, our common culture, our common and shared values, our joint heritage, our history. And let's never forget that together we belong, in fact, to the same great European civilization. From the Atlantic port of Bristol, I go even towards the banks of the mighty river, the Volga. But maybe a little bit too far for the moment. But let's be honest, and that will be my final point, Mr. President. Brexit is not only about Brexit. Brexit has to be, dear colleagues, also about our capacity to give rebirth to our European project. Because let's recognize, Brexit didn't happen by accident. And even when, since Brexit, we see, I call it, a change for the good in the mood of the public, let's not fool ourselves. Europe is not yet rescued. And Europe is not yet recovered from the crisis. Europe is still in need of change. I think in need of radical change. Change towards a real union, an effective union, based on values and based on the real interest of our citizens. And a union also, and I want to conclude with that, that stands up against autocrats. Autocrats who close down their universities, to give one example. Autocrats would throw journalists in jail, as is happening today. Autocrats will make from corruption their trademark and will yesterday, as we all have seen, beyond any humanity, bombed again innocent women and children with chemical weapons in Syria, to give the most nasty example. So I think, Mr. President and dear colleagues, let's, in these negotiations, we'll have to start now. In the coming weeks, never forget why our founding fathers, British and other Europeans alike, launched this European project. And there are three words: that is freedom, that is justice, and it is peace. And I think it's three great things where it is worth to fight for. Thank you very much, colleagues.